Alright, time for another DryPhysics.com video presentation. There I am. Alright, should be a fairly short video, unlike most. I should be able to make this point clearly and quickly, but do my best. Alright, so the kinetic energy formula, 1/2, let's put it way down here somewhere, right? 1/2 mv squared is fundamentally related, of course that didn't work, to mgh, which is how they calculate, say, something dropping in gravity. So these two things are equal in physics's mind, and it's their way of defining how energy is produced by gravitational effects. And it is superficially, you could say, intuitive, but it's only superficial, because as soon as you think about what gravity is doing in terms of, in free fall, accelerating the velocity, that is, the velocity keeps increasing from second to second, that the time something's going to be in the gravity is going to be less and less. And so if you understand that it's really just about time, it's about how long you're being affected by a force, will decide how much energy you can glean from the force. So the simple argument would be is that things like springs do collect what's called energy. Whether I can make an air pressure circumstance, or I can use a spring, and the same thing will happen. If I compress a cylinder of air, it'll create higher and higher pressure and give me back, like a spring, the energy. Or a magnet pushing into two magnets that repel, I'm going to get a proportional pressure increase and a proportional what we call energy. So if you accept that simple premise, I am arguing that you can detect that these things are wrong, that this isn't how it works in gravity, by a simple experiment where you don't get equal, you get the same output, and you're claiming two different energies created it. And the argument is two different energies can't create it. So the idea is similar to me arguing that, if you're going to hit a spring with, a 10-mass object going 5 velocity, or hit it with a 5-mass object going 10, that the fact is they're going to compress the spring the same amount. It's the same amount of energy. It's momentum. It's weight. It's pressure. It will create the same weight or pressure in a direction, and it will compress the spring the same amount. So you could use the same spring compression to push a 10-mass object 5 miles an hour or a 5-mass object 10 miles an hour. The same force, the same pressure will create these two effects as long as your device can go as fast as the 5 miles an hour, the 10 miles an hour. So as long as it can produce that velocity, it will give it that velocity. A spring essentially can compress very slowly. You can push it in really slow to a point, and the point has the pressure. And then you can release it really slow, or you can release it really fast. So the spring does the momentum conversion. So like a lever, it converts the energy, the momentum. All right, so the example I'm using is that if I have a 1-mass object, and I put it on the scale, and it weighs 1 mass, okay, in gravity, okay. Now, if I raise it 1 centimeter, I'll double that weight. So I raise it up. I do a centimeter's worth of work, 1 unit of height, let's call it, and I'll have the weight. Okay, and its mass will double. So now I have a 2-mass, all right, for lifting 1 object 1 centimeter. I mean, ideally it'd be nice to just say, okay, let's use this as a 1/2-mass, and then I can use this as a 1-mass. So it'll weigh 1 unit of weight. Okay, so let me just put that 1 pound, let's just say, just for make it simple. All right, so it weighed 1/2 pound just from gravity. I lift it 1 centimeter, it now weighs 1 pound. Okay. Now, if I take that same object, and I, by the kinetic energy theory, I lifted up 3 extra units. So now I'm going 4 centimeters. I'm going to double this weight, and it's going to weigh 2 pounds. And that's all it can weigh. It's only going to go, you know, twice the velocity of the 1 centimeter fall. So it's only twice the velocity. It's only going to weigh twice the weight, 2 pounds. And it's only going to take twice the time, okay, to, if it was free falling. That's just the way it works. See, I'm dropping this from 1 centimeter. I guess I should make that clear. Well, we'll just put a dot. I'm dropping it 1 centimeter. All right. So 1 weighs 1 pound when I drop it 1 centimeter. When I drop it 4 centimeters, it only weighs 2 pounds. So even though I went 4 units of gravity up, it only weighs 2 pounds. And the trick is obviously you could understand if I just take another 1 mass and I lift the 2 of them to, you know, total of 2 centimeters, 2 units of distance, 2 units of distance up, and I'll get 2 pounds. I won't get anything less or more. And so I'm getting the same amount of energy, and I only lifted against gravity 2 units of distance. But I had to lift 4 units of distance here. Right? So obviously the units of distance don't mean anything. It's just about how long it takes you to lift something. So you can sort of realize this in the sense that you can lift something very slowly, you know, that weighs a pound. And you can understand that, you know, the slower I lift it, the more work I'm going to be doing, because I've got to hold it against the gravity for all of that time. All of that time I'm doing work against the gravity. Where if I lift it quickly, the work is done. It's over. I just went that little bit of gravity, the little bit of time it took me to lift it, and that's it. So the quicker I can lift something, the less energy I'm going to use to lift it. It's just a fact. So it's really just about time. But you can understand that this formula can't possibly be true, because it breaks energy conservation in the sense that this takes, you know, this real distance being traveled, and you can't deny that I can do the same work, I can get the same potential energy, I can do the same spring compressing by doing half the amount of work. And that obviously doesn't make any sense. So obviously this is an illusion. This extra distance isn't creating extra energy. It's only 2 pounds. It's only all of these 2s. These are the win, okay? This is the winner's way of seeing it. And this is the loser's way of seeing it. And that's how it was 350 years ago when Leibniz first suggested that this distance thing matters and that time doesn't. He lost the argument. Newton was right. Newton was careful. Newton wasn't reckless or stupid. And obviously Newton just figured MV was all you needed. It's all you needed to know. How much mass, how fast is it going? That's energy. Quantity of motion, as it was called then. So it's a simple proof. Proves it can't be true. Because I can get the same energy by doing half the work. Half the distance up in gravity, and I'll get the same reading on the scale. And the scale does measure energy. Right. So that should be enough. There are many arguments against 1/2 mv squared and against mgh as a wave. It's mgt. It's the correct way to understand it. It's about mass times the gravitational constant times how long are you free falling in the constant, or how long are you fighting the constant in terms of trying to lift up against it. Gravity is like paint being sprayed, and it's about how long you're in the spray. We'll decide how much spray, how much paint is on you, how much you've collected. You collect the force from the environment, and you can only collect it by being in it. The faster something zooms by a gravitational field, if I have a gravity here and I zoom by it, all I'm doing is evading the pull I'm evading the spray of the paint, the faster I go. I get less, I'm less affected, I'm bent less. The slower I go, the more I'm affected, the more turning power the gravity has. The logic is irrefutable, and it's nearly impossible to believe that in all these years, physics could cling to an idea that's so fundamentally wrong and so illogical. But the fact is, that's what they have done. They stopped caring about proving ideas, and all that mattered was, can you wear a fancy suit and, you know, put on a good show to sell an idea? You didn't have to prove it, you just had to sell it. And unfortunately, the salesman for the wooey mush did a better job of selling. But that's the tragic truth. People fall for the con. And, but I'm just, there's nothing. You can't, there's no evidence that it takes four times more fuel to go twice as fast. There's no evidence that 8-pound bowling balls going 16 miles an hour knock down twice as many pins as 16-pound balls going 8 miles an hour. There's no evidence, no physical experimental evidence that mv squared accurately defines reality, or that mgh gets the right answer. It gets fundamentally wrong answers, exaggerating the importance of velocity. MV means, that mass and velocity are equal players in the definition of how much pressure you can create. 1,000 small people, people that weigh 1,000 times less pushing is the same as 1,000-pound person pushing. The bullet that's 1,000 times fewer atoms, moving 1,000 times faster, is the same energy as the gun with 1,000 atoms moving 1,000 times slower. It's logical, it's conservational, it fits all the evidence. So there's really no good excuse for me to have to keep repeating this argument over and over and over again to reasonable, logical people. So apparently, there just aren't enough reasonable, logical people. Sadly. Even in the physics community. Scientists can't muster the capacity to be honest for a day and accept that their kind have made mistakes. So, yeah, that's enough. All right, so till the next time and such, this has been draftphysics.com and debatephysics.com video presentation and such. Ah, they're good, gravity. That's what you've gotten wrong. The fundamental elemental function. It's a sprayer of pressure. Okay, it's a paint sprayer. It's spraying from the outside in. And all that matters is how much of the spray hits you. The longer you're in it, the more energy it gives you. The less time you're in it, the less energy it gives you. That simple. It's about time. MGT. That's gravity.